This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Major political parties reach consensus on transitional justice bill. Over 2,000 dengue cases recorded across the country. Health Ministry urges public to take precaution. And UN Security Council condemns assassination of Hamas chief, calls for diplomacy amid Middle East tensions. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli announced that party meetings will not be held at the Prime Minister's official residence Balavatar until his health allows. Prime Minister Oli shared this decision on Facebook, stating it was influenced by the public suggestion via social media and expressed hope for continued feedback. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli noted that Thursday's secretariat meeting was taking place elsewhere due to flooding at the party office from the Manohara River. This is the reason why the secretariat meeting of the CPN-UML has begun in Hotel Basera in Kathmandu. It is expected to discuss the reassignment of responsibilities among the central departments. Major political parties have reached a consensus on the Transitional Justice Bill. Leaders from the ruling political parties, the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and the main opposition CPN Maoist Centre, held a meeting at the Ministry of Home Affairs this morning to resolve issues related to the bill. CPN-UML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola indicated that this agreement will expedite Nepal's peace process. Many issues, including complex human rights violation and punishment for the culprit, have been addressed and settled on expert recommendations. Likewise, the consensus report will be submitted to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa and Maoist Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. President Ramchandra Podal praised Pushpa Lal's significant role in guiding Nepali communists towards a democratic process. Speaking at the Pushpa Lal National Award 2018 ceremony, President Podal described Pushpa Lal as a dedicated and insightful leader. Likewise, President Podal also emphasized that Pushpa Lal's belief in resolving societal issues through democracy rather than violence was crucial for the communist movement's transformation. The country has recorded more than 2,000 cases of dengue across the country. Chief of Vector Control Disease at the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Health Ministry, Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, said 2,061 people in 73 districts were found infected with dengue. Dr. Dahal shared that the ministry has projected that cases of dengue disease might increase as the weather might be favorable for the reproduction of mosquitoes. There is an infection of dengue in all districts except Mustang, Dolpa, Jumla and Humla. Kathmandu district has recorded the highest number of dengue cases, which stands at 249. Furthermore, Dr. Dahal urged one and all to adopt precautions as dengue infection is likely to increase further. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that the government is committed to bring a national ethics and integrity policy. At today's meeting of the National Assembly Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee, the Home Minister said that the government is committed to implementing the policy on governance that was drafted before. In the meeting, the parliamentarian said that there should be no delay in bringing the ethics and integrity policy to maintain order in the country. They added that if it is introduced as law rather than a policy, it will be more effective and the ethics policy is important for the promotion of good governance. A meeting of the Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare Committee of the House of Representatives has discussed the E-Commerce Bill 2018. In the discussion held in the committee at Singhadarbar, the parliamentarian said that online business is increasing and this bill should be passed and implemented as soon as possible to bring it under the scope of taxation. A renowned name in the field of Nepali classical music, Gurudev Kamat, passed away today at the age of 69. Gurudev Kamat was suffering from kidney disease for the past few months. Gurudev is survived by a spouse, three sons and a daughter. Minister for Drinking Water Pradeep Yadav has said the Himalayan water can be exported from Nepal. Addressing the concluding session of the ministry's annual review meeting on Wednesday, Minister Yadav said Nepal should seriously think about the ideas for the export of Himalayan water to third countries. Likewise, Minister Yadav asked the officials of the ministry and its line agencies to ensure prompt service delivery. Furthermore, Minister Yadav also directed the officials to be result-oriented as there will be a review of the officials' performance along the process as well. It has been reported that 288 Nepali men and women trafficked to India have been rescued. Opportunity Village Nepal's head of Rupandehi Project, Satyanarayan Yadav, said about 280 women and 60 men were rescued during the financial year 2023 to 2024. Among them, 185 people, including women and children, received safe housing services. The organization helped 219 people reunite with their families and provided skill training and income generation support. The Millennium Challenges Account, MCA, Nepal Development Committee has contracted an Indian company for the construction of 400 kV substation at Damauli, Tanahu. The Techno Electric and Engineering Limited was contracted for the undertaking at the cost of $38.89 million. With this, contracts for all three substations of 400 kV each have been made under the MCC Nepal Compact. Executive Director of Millennium Challenges Account Nepal, Khadga Bahadur Bista, and Trade Director of Techno Electric and Engineering LTD, Rajiv Agrawal, signed the contract during a function on Wednesday. Chair of the MCA Nepal Board of Directors and Secretary at Finance Ministry, Dr. Ram Prasad Ghimiri, said further observed that the construction of the substations would spur industrial and trade activities but also contribute to sustainable power supply. Energy Minister Deepak Kharga met with former secretaries to discuss improvements in the energy, water resource and irrigation sectors. The discussions held at the ministry on Wednesday focused on the current situation and future plans. Minister Kharga emphasized using the former secretary's expertise to shape the ministry's action plan, including updating acts, regulations and procedures. Former secretaries recommended boosting domestic energy consumption through reservoir projects and stressed completing national pride projects promptly. The Nepal Oil Corporation has reduced the price of petroleum products effective from today. Issuing a press release on Wednesday, the Nepal Oil Corporation shared that the price of petrol has decreased by Rs. 1 per liter and diesel and kerosene oil by Rs. 2 per liter. The price of aviation fuel remains unchanged. Following the price decrease, the price of petrol has been fixed at Rs. 170 per liter and diesel and kerosene oil at Rs. 158 per liter in Pokhara, Kathmandu and Dipayal. About 145 people have died in floods and landslide triggered by monsoon rain in various parts of the country since the monsoon began on June 10. Nepal Police Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Karki said that during the period a total of 131 people were injured in various provinces. The monsoon-induced disaster also caused the loss of property and cattle. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned the assassination of Hamas's political chief, Ismail Haniyeh, in Iran. According to Al Jazeera, the UNSC called for increased diplomatic efforts to prevent a broader conflict in the Middle East. The emergency meeting on Wednesday followed accusations from Iran and Hamas that Israel was behind Haniyeh's death, a claim Israel has not confirmed. The assassination came less than a day after Israel targeted Hezbollah, top military commander Fawad in an airstrike on Beirut. This strike was reportedly in response to a rocket attack that killed 12 people in the Golan Heights. During the UNSC session, Palestine urged the international community to prevent Israel from plunging the region into deeper conflict. More than 50 people are missing in Shimla, Mandi and Kulu districts due to cloudbursts, sudden violent rainstorms in Himachal Pradesh. According to Asian News International, Chief Minister of Himachal, Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, stated that rescue operations are ongoing. Likewise, the key officials of Mandi administration has warned residents to avoid the Bias River as the Pondolon Dam gates will be opened. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Weather Forecasting Division has also said that there is a possibility of rainfall in different parts of the country during the night today. A meteorologist at the division, Rojan Lamichani, said that it will rain tonight and Friday night and the weather will improve henceforth. The influence of monsoon winds remain in effect all over the country. Tonight, there is possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places of all provinces. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Major political parties reach consensus on transitional justice bill. Over 2,000 dengue cases recorded across the country. Health Ministry urges public to take precautions. And UN Security Council condemns assassination of Hamas chief, calls for diplomacy amid Middle East tensions. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.